First, some background. Several senators who are part of a breakaway group of Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference were paid extra stipends, ranging from $12,500 to $18,000 a year for serving on various Senate committees controlled by the majority party Republicans. The IDC has formed an informal ruling coalition with the GOP, and that helps keep the Republicans, who do not have an actual numerical majority in the chamber, in power. The payments, first reported in the New York Times, raise questions. The senators, according to payroll documents, were paid for being chairs of Senate committees, but they actually were not the chairs. The senators instead are the vice chairs of the committees. But under state law, they're not entitled to any additional money for the position of vice chair. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says the payments, at the very least, appear problematic.
It appears to be straight up illegal. That the payments are made based on documents that are simply false. That's fraud.
Lerner calls it one of the worst examples of transactional politics that she says borders on outright bribery.
Taxpayer money is being used for transactional political purposes to buy a coalition in. That is a misuse, we believe, of taxpayer money.
Common Cause and other government watchdog groups say the Senate should immediately end the practice of paying the stipends and that the state's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and Albany County District Attorney David Soares should look into the matter. A spokeswoman for the Attorney General had no comment, and a spokeswoman for the Albany County DA says the office does not comment on the existence or status of pending investigations. Some Republican senators also receive the payments. Senator Tom O'Meara of the Southern Tier is chair of the Environmental Conservation Committee. He's also vice chair of the Transportation Committee, but he receives a higher stipend for the vice chair position than the amount he would have gotten if he were paid for the committee chair post. Each senator is allowed to receive just one stipend. The paperwork states incorrectly that O'Meara is chairman, not vice chairman, of Transportation. But O'Meara says he didn't question the arrangement when the Senate Majority Leader told him about it.
When your boss, so to speak, comes to you and says you're getting a raise, I said thank you.
And O'Meara took a shot at the critics.
Frankly, I see it more as a witch hunt by certain groups and entities to go after the Republican majority in the Senate.
But another senator, Republican Pam Helming of Geneva, said in a brief statement that she's giving the stipend back. She received it for chairing the Crime and Correction Committee when she's actually, in fact, the vice chair of that committee. An independent Democratic Conference member, Jose Peralta, says he actually took a pay cut when he left the mainstream Democrats earlier this year and joined the IDC.
When I was in the mainline Democratic Conference, I was making $14,500. And currently, I received a stipend of $12,500. So I took a pay cut.
Peralta is falsely listed as the chair of the Energy and Telecommunications Committee on the payroll documents when he is actually the vice chair. He says he believes the payments are legal and will keep the money. There are conflicting opinions from attorneys who work for the Senate over whether any laws were violated. The top counsel for the majority party Republican says the practice is perfectly legal, and a spokeswoman for the IDC agrees. But a top attorney for the Democrats in the minority party believes the payments violate the state's constitution. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.